Gemara says, "L'mayil chasa." What do you mean to teach from here? What does that mean? Omer Rashi, Rashi says, "Lekadin." Just means to say who comes first. No, that's pshit again. When there's a brother and sister alive, if the brother dies, the sister yashes the brother. If the sister died already, if she left over only a daughter, pshit that daughter would also yashin. What we're telling us here is, let's say that sister left over a boy and a girl. Then the halacha is, you know, yashin's first. The son yashin's first. Like every type of Yerusha. Every type of Yerusha, when a father dies, and they left over a boy and a girl, the son yashin's before the girl. That's all this Bryce means to say. So when a sister yashin's a brother, if the sister also died, and she left over a daughter, she would yashin. But if she left over a daughter and a son, then the son comes first. That's the chiddush here. Amru Rav Sheshes, lekadim. How do we know this? Toni Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, kai med Rav Huna, v'yorash. The posik says also, loshin v'yorash, at the end, v'yorash oisa, that means, makish Yerusha Shmiya, v'yorusha Rishona. We learn out the second type of Yerusha here, which is the children of the sister from a regular Yerusha, from the way children yashin their parents. My Yerusha Rishona, just like when children yashin their own parents. Ben Kaidim Labath, Lacher is if a father left over a son and a daughter. The son yashins before the daughter of Yerusha Shniya. This is called the Yerusha Shniya, when you had a brother and a sister. And the brother died, and the sister also died already. But the sister has children, that's like once removed. So when the sister's once removed children, yashin, her brother, is the same type of halacha, that a son yashins before the daughter. Av Yerusha Shniya, ben kaidim labas. Tanya will learn Rabba Bar Chanina, kaimid Rav Nachman. The pasuk says, a pasuk in Devarim, Nugumar like. It says, V'hoya b'yoyim han chiluas b'noi, the day when you're going to yashin your children. Mashma, when the father dies, so at daytime, we give over Yerusha to the children. So Gemara says, B'yoyim atomapil nachlois, v'yatomapil nachlois b'layla. Do you mean to tell me that Yerusha only takes place by day and not by night? That's what we're asking. So that's what's to make a statement now. That by daytime you give over Yerusha, but via tamapa nachlis v'layla, at nighttime you do not give over Yerusha. So Mar explains, now what does that mean to say? Omalay Abaya, Abaya said back, Elamayat is so, do you mean to tell me, Tishachah b'yamama, if your father dies by daytime, in the daytime, then who the yarsi lay b'neho? Then there's a pasha of Yerusha that the children yashin the father. But a man de shocha balayla, you want to tell me if a father dies at nighttime, lo yaris lo b'nei, you want to tell me then there's halacha, the children don't yashin the parents, unheard of. Right? You know, there's no such halacha. Just because the father died at nighttime, the children are not going to yashin, what's going on? What do you mean to tell me? Yeah, what's the difference? So when it says like this, nay, what he meant to say like this, Dilma din nachlois kamrit. You mean the halacha of chaluka? That's a din, like a bezdin. True, when the father dies at night or by day, doesn't make a difference. There's pashas of Yerusha. You have to go and divide it up. But when you go to divide it up, that's like a psak bezdin. So when does bezdin do the actual dividing? Only by day and not by night. That's what we meant to say. Like we learned, Dilma din nachlois kamrit. The Tanya we learned, the pasuk says, "For hoysel of Nei Yisrael luchukas mishpat," that the pashas of Yerusha is called the mishpat, a din. Oyro kola pashas kula liyaz din. I mean, the halachas of Yerusha to Yisrael, or bechlal Yerusha of a father to a son, the halach of Yerusha dividing is like a mishpat, is like a psak din. And therefore, Rav Yehuda, like Yehuda says, "I'm a rav." And we know that the psak din is only by yom and not b'layla. That's what we meant to say. That when children go down to make a chaluka, to divide up the parents' property, the chaluka, the dividing, should only be done by daytime and not by nighttime. Because dividing up property of Yerusha is also like a din. And who could Rav Yehuda? The Amar Rav Yehuda. Shloisha shenichnesu levakar esachayla. What's going to be if three people go to visit Bavaka Chayla, the person is very sick. And the three rachmanos, the guy's about to die, and the guy wants to write out his will right now. He wants to make his Yerusha. So Rotsu, if they want to, Kaisvin, all three could write down the will. Rotsu, Oysen, Din. If they want to, they could do Din right then. There could be a Din, there are Bezdin, and they could start making the Chalukah right now. Rashi says, Rashbam, Rotsu, Oysen, Din means, Im Le Kosvu, if they didn't write it down. Avalim Kosvu, Shuv, and Oysen, Din. Shreyachnisu, Atzvam, the terrorist Edus, Vienne, Nasa, Dayin. Like if they wrote it down and became an aid, then they can't be a Dayin. But if they don't become Edus, then they could be the Yorim and Paskin right then. That's the halacha that Rotsu Kaisvin, Rotsu Oysen Din. That means Shnayim Kaisvin. Two people write it down, Vien Oysen Din. Then they can't be a Dayan, they can't be a Bezin anymore. Because two of them, they wrote it down and became Edim. Edim can't be the Yorim. For Yomer Rab Chizda, Lo Shanu Elo Bayayim. It's only talking about by daytime. Abu Balayla.